It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I am so happy. I'm actually very grateful to be with all of you this morning. I am definitely ready for a new week. I hope you are as well. We do have some real life topics to cover this morning, but first and foremost, I want to point out, if you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook group that we love and we get to talk to each other here. The outside world can't see what we're saying. Today is September the 30th. I cannot believe it, 2024. It is 12:02 p.m. here on the east coast of Central Florida. I see a lot of you coming into the room. I'm going to go ahead and come on in and refresh because I feel like Facebook has been super delayed for me. So I just want to, see, there you are. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm seeing everyone. And I also want to say thank you because, number one, the storms, we were safe. We were great. We're paying, you know, and we have a couple of interesting storylines because, well, the energy, first of all, I'll tell all of you, I never get a headache and I could feel that pressure from this storm. It was so massive and so big and the collective was incredible, but I'm so grateful to have moved the little, I call them the little ones because I have little ones and big ones, but Sydney and Christopher, I had moved them earlier in the year and it was like this thing that came over me that they had to go and it was time to leave the West Coast and you're coming closer to me no matter what kind of thing. Definitely a controlling mom with a Virgo rising, I would say, but in any case, and an Aries moon. But I moved them. I really had this fierce knowing that it was time to go, and thank God we did it because their little cottage really is, who knows, floating somewhere or definitely underwater. So that was one great blessing for us. I definitely also will tell you that I couldn't get my mother-in-law for a couple of days, and I'm very, very close to her. So one day without us speaking is like, you know, really rare. And we're super close and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, they don't even know they're outside of Asheville, you know, and we were a little nervous, but knowing the power was out and all this other stuff, they had no clue. So they sat for a couple of days, literally in La La Land, of course, heading into going to both be 80 now, but heading into that, I mean, they're just they had no idea what was going on. They're like, oh, we lost our power. We lost our TV. We don't have any phone service. We finally decided that we would come over here and call or whatever, you know, really get aggressive about trying to get somebody with phone service to contact us to let us know they were fine, but totally clueless of the whole thing. So part of me knows it's a blessing that they were because she worries, but the other part of me is like, how, you know, it shows us our level and all of you, you know, some people said, oh, I'm so sorry I didn't reach out. Life is it's definitely interesting because everybody has their stuff. Or somebody said to me, oh, you're in the middle of a hurricane headed towards you. And here I am complaining about something minor or whatever. You know, we all have our stuff. So in those moments, it doesn't matter where, you know, no matter what your stress is or your thank you, I'm glad we're safe too. I am so grateful and we have a lot of activity circulating us, but it's good nevertheless. I'm just glad and I feel like we're in a very protected area here. So in the meantime,
Many people are not, and we put our attention to that. And at the same time, you could be going through something totally different on the other side of the country and not have a clue that this hurricane, I mean, I'm telling you, people are sitting in the middle of it and not having a clue. So the bottom line is, and everyone is safe, and at the same time, you know, many people are not. And so we feel this all over the place, and I'm sure many of you are feeling it, or you have loved ones in areas that just didn't ever, you know, never had this experience. So my heart goes out to all of you who are going through it, and definitely at the same time, we all, it's kind of a metaphor in a sense that we all go through some kind of storm in some way any day. You know, it just, we don't know when the sun's going to come out for the most part, and we don't know when the rain's going to come. And honestly, it's just like that, the weather, you know, our lives are like the weather, because they definitely bring, it, life brings surprises. It's nice to have guidance. It's nice to look ahead. One more thing, and then we'll get moving on to questions, because I'm really in the mood. I'm in a place. I know you can hear it in my voice. I know many of you, and I want to say thank you, because you're sweet and you'll always remember certain things. About a week ago, I said to my husband, who, by the way, Steve and I are celebrating our fourth wedding anniversary on the 2nd, so we're super happy about that and very grateful to be together and have each other. And marriage is good and getting better all the time, working at it, and really, I don't know, it's like fine-tuning after a certain amount of time, but definitely getting better, and I'm grateful for that. At the same time, there was a very special person in the world who actually whispered a prediction to me at one time about my husband coming into my life. And I had never met him before, but I had a dream I was gonna meet him. And in a very short time thereafter, he came to Stuart, Florida, where I lived at the time. And I made a big fuss over it, but since I was about 10 years old, or maybe younger, I can't remember, I had a crush on Kris Kristofferson basically my whole life, or since I had a crush on boys to begin with. But anyway, he was kind of my, you know, he was really, I don't know, he just, there was something about him. And I looked at his chart and realized there was a lot about him that is very similar, and very similar to my husband. But Kris, when I met him, we had this crazy soul connection. He was in the service with my dad. No, it was not romantic, so I don't want to, you know, put that out there. I would never disrespect my husband. But at the same time, I had a soul tie with this person, you know, and I met him, we connected, and he basically said some things to me that really validated how I felt my whole life about it. But at the same time, there was a connection of, he said, I've been waiting, like I said, I've been waiting 30 years or something to meet, at the time it was 30 years or something, to meet you. And he said, well, you've been really waiting 30,000 years, and I've known you before, and it was like this. So long story short, he passed away, as you all know, and I really felt it. And at the same time, he told me at that moment, and this is, I've already been on One to Listen at this time for a couple of years, and I was kind of running around and enjoying life in a very different way than I do today. And he whispered in my ear and said, you have to slow down long enough to feel your heart. And you do not know love at this time, but you will soon. And you are going to know love that has a connection to me. And I'm thinking to myself, well, who the hell's a psychic here? You know what I mean? Because he had this thing, and he came right to me in this crowd, and it was just a crazy thing. And so he told me somebody would come into my life, and it would feel like a connection. And in any case, my husband came into my life years, it was a few years, quite, as you know, it was a few years in between this moment and this moment, you know, and I definitely feel now, and I feel my heart, and I know what he means. I feel my heart completely. At the time, I kind of lived in a soul space, I think. I lived somewhere else, you know, my head, wherever it was, floating about, not really feeling things, just recognizing. Every truth, I think, hit me in the face at that time. And there were other, you know, there was another crazy cancer in my life that was kind of speaking to me at a different, in a different language, and that was Mark Husson, as you all know. And so the long and short of it is, I guess those cancer men, who of course my husband is a cancer, and he has a very similar chart to Kris Kristofferson, which is crazy, but at the same time, he really was right, you know, and nobody else really said, oh, this, you know, man or whatever. So it goes, it hurts, but at the same time, it's bittersweet because I have no heartache, of course, but I have such gratitude for that incident, or maybe that moment, that at the time I was still not really feeling my ways through the moment, but I also have been in a really introspective place, you know. So bittersweet memories. Thank you all of you for reaching out. I know you're all adorable and remember a lot of things that have happened with us in the past, you know. So I definitely feel, I just feel grateful, and that's it. All right, so I'll stop rambling. Lots of interesting planets, lots of focus on moving forward. I know some of you I've been seeing so much. It's such a stressful time. I think because we all feel in some way each other, we're all connected, you know, we're all threaded. So when something happens to somebody, we feel it in all over. And okay, Laura says she has a friend in Asheville. Come on in, everybody. I'm definitely in the room. I want to say good morning. I am super excited to be with you. I'm going to start taking some questions, but let me say hello to some of you, okay? Inga, Terry, hi. Terry Campbell is a 1-2-Listen psychic advisor, and astrologer, and C.A. Brooks is always here on Mondays now. So C.A., I love you. And she too remembers a time when we had I went through this huge awakening over this whole experience, you know. And so it's interesting, and it goes to show, I think this is the topic. I want to say hi, Renee and Jay. Hello, thank you for being my producer always, Quelly. My T, hello. Tara, hello. Lori Love, thank you so much. Renee and Lara, Dee Dee, hi. I'm going to come answer your question, Dee Dee. How's that? I know, I see you, Inga. She says she can't wait for a shift. You know, sometimes we do feel that we're, I hate the word waiting, ugh, of all words, you know, but we do sometimes feel like we're waiting. But what are we really waiting for is what I ask myself. And I ask you, Maya, good morning. And Karen, hello. And Charlene, it's so nice. Lynn, Jim. Kay Dragon is also 1-2-Listen psychic advisor. And she's here in the chat room this morning. Hi, Kay. Thank you so, so much. Suzanne, hello. And Denise, to my beautiful godson, I love and miss you too. Kat, hello. And Tyler, I'm so happy you're here. Pamela, you guys have been through some weather too. Alisha, you touched my heart so much last night. Thank you. Michelle, happy birthday, Michelle. It's so nice to see you. Her birthday is October 3rd. We're going to come talk to you also. And I just want to start taking some questions. But I had another topic that, of course, I can't remember. I wonder sometimes, I think about, of all this storm stuff with my mother-in-law and how very much she worries, and she probably would have been in a panic. I was so grateful. It's like ignorance is bliss sometimes, you know, because she had no idea what was going on around her. And now, of course, it's going to be a shock, but I wonder sometimes how much we go through these things, you know? And when sometimes when we know, you know, those comments about when we know too much, it's a little dangerous. And I think that's true to some degree. And sometimes it's nice to kind of be, it's nice to have guidance that gives us a direction. But it's also nice to, like, when we're waiting, why aren't we waiting for happy surprises? You know, we're always waiting for the bomb to drop. We're waiting because we're stuck. Waiting has such a negative connotation. Like, what are we actually waiting for? I'm thinking to myself, okay, can we omit this word for a moment? Because I know what you're saying, Inga. I'm totally with you on it because I feel like I used to pace my life away waiting for something. But wouldn't it be nice if we were waiting for magic or waiting for joy or waiting and let's try to shift this a little bit and really do this for the first time, you know? And thank you, Lynn, for that. Yeah, he did. He'll always, I'm so glad. I know he was like, he'll definitely be missed. He was a super, super amazing human being. That was the key. The man never crossed an invalid line. He had so much respect. There was, at least in my, what I experienced in him, he was a real pure soul, you know? So thank you for that. And let's take a look. Nadine, you too. I know you were there with me back when. I know many of you were. It's amazing how time passes and what we remember. Oh, this was my point. Okay, then we can get on with it. Sometimes it doesn't matter how long you know someone, how quickly you meet and greet someone or spend an hour with them. This is, you know, one of the most meaningful hours of my lifetime, or a couple hours, whatever it was. You have a connection. You can have a connection with someone for 1 hour deeper than you can have a connection with someone that's in your life for your whole life. And that is an absolute truth, you know? And we can't take for granted what or who is going to come our way to change our life in an instant. And we take it for granted because we get stuck, Inga, as you say, and I know many people are stuck right now. Of course, it's a very, there's a lot of turmoil on the planet. But in the meantime, we really do forget that at any moment something can occur, you know? And so I think that that's a good reminder. This is a good reminder for me to come back to some of those miraculous moments of learning how to live a deeper, more fulfilling life, which we all want to tap into from time to time. And I love the fact that there's a lot of grounding and a lot of energy. There is so much, like with the hurricane, my head, I guess, reacted to it this time. And it usually doesn't. It's usually something different. And I move a lot because I pace, you know, I'm a deep thinker and I move, I walk, I talk, and I channel this way. I think that somebody said I walk as fast as I talk or I talk as fast as I walk at times. And so you could kind of see this going on. But at the same time, it's because I'm getting all these downloads and I'm actually having a conversation with my guides, the universe, whatever it may be. And you can too. But try to keep your thoughts as positive as possible, even though I know the world is shit. And it really does matter. So let's take that waiting game. Let's take these feelings of being stuck and ask ourselves these questions. Why are we stuck? You know, what is it that could, what about having faith in a higher power? What about waiting for the right moment? What about the proper alignment for that new relationship? You know, there's a lot of this. And so we forget that divine timing means divine timing. Kat Garner, good morning. She says it's been a while since she's been on. Little Leona will be 12 weeks old this Saturday, and I think I finally have clarity on my business offerings. I love that. Now I need to figure out how to be present mom while being a professional. You will definitely, definitely be able to accomplish this. However, I really hope that you don't, I mean, I know you have to do what you have to do, but I'm going to give a five, and my hand, I mean, what my hand just wants to do this and give a five. So it's definitely 5 months from now, we will be having a totally different conversation. So I'm going to predict this. Within the next 2 months, I feel like November is going to be really good. And I definitely, I feel excited about what you're going to be able to pull together. But then 3 months after that, by Feb, then you're really going to be on it somewhat, you know, you're going to be movement. There's a lot of movement. And so 2 to 5 months, two big time frames for you. Definitely going to be able to pull this together. But I feel like I should say, don't race through this month, you know? And after that, I think you're definitely going to achieve these goals. And let me just take a quick look. There was someone else I just said I wanted to come to. I know Michelle. Hold on now. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Here we go. Oh yeah, you are definitely going to, it's saying a month, even your cards are kind of backing me up. 1 month from now is even better. And I feel like Leona is a little teacher for you for sure. So there's going to be some energy there. And they're showing me 5 months too, which you may be a little disappointed about me saying, but I want to be honest about it. You're going to be fine. I know there's a lot of fear where, you know, you have to rebalance, recalibrate, whatever the word is. It's a huge adjustment to have your daughter. And at the same time, I think you're going to be so great. You'll really pull it together. And don't get nervous about the 5 months. I just feel like that's when you're going to feel a little better, that you can actually accomplish both sides of your life, personally and professionally. And I think that's a really good, that's a good way to go. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. Okay. I saw someone. Thank you everyone so much. I love that we share these wild things in our lives that occur. And hold on a minute. I said something. Lane, good morning and welcome to you also for the first time. I'm so grateful that you're here. Please feel free to ask a question in the chat room if you'd like. I'm happy to answer this morning, of course, or any morning you feel comfortable. I just, I appreciate you staying and listening. Let's see. I also, Michelle, let's take you for your birthday card. And let's take a peek. Before I do, I want to just say that, Alishea, this is so true. We can all use a little laughter in our lives right now. And she posted something in the room that says, and her friend says, do you want to go for a run? And of course she says, from what? It's so, it gets like that, you know, but there's really nowhere to run. I mean, you know, it's normal to want to escape our issues and, But it's so much better when you sit through them and really work through them and feel them all, and then you can get to the other side and life is good. As we release certain things in our lives, Michelle, I'm talking to you now. I'm coming here to be with you for a moment. As we release these things, I think that as you release, you're going to do a lot of releasing in the next couple of months. I can't help but have Archangel Michael on my head. I don't know if I permanently tied him to you or not yet, but I definitely feel like I've mentioned him before. I don't know if you study him or follow, pay close attention or feel a connection to him, but I do feel that. And I like that. Hold on a minute now. All right, here we go. Oh, I feel like you're starting to enjoy a little more independence. And through this process of letting go, which is also what you're going, I feel like you're going to go through soon. I feel there's a bit of disappointment followed by a tremendous amount of joy. So things are going to be a little bit off for a minute. And I'm being honest because I feel like it's time to boost your immune system. And then I think that we sometimes, when we go through negative experiences for a certain amount of time, we kind of go into that, what else is next? You know, when it rains, it pours kind of thing. But then on the other side of that is a brand new connection. And also some, I don't know if you're going to be studying something or doing, it's a new journey that's definitely coming together. It feels like a move. This is the message really for the year, moving in the correct direction. Or moving in a better direction, moving in general, it feels like. I like that. And letting go and letting God, it's like you're passing the universe's tests next year with flying colors. I love that. And I see better really after, you know, we go through these things where we have a disappointing relationship. And I know everyone has to some degree, but as humans, we're threaded that way, you know. I think it's hard when we run into a relationship that's right for us to really believe that it could be right. And so, but I feel like you're going to go through this a little bit, okay, ahead. And I'm looking at between now and the time the sun is in Sagittarius, first and foremost, but I'm going to take it all the way through Aries and Leo. There's definitely a fire sign coming into your life within this new year of yours, this calendar year, your birth year. And I really, really like it. But at first, I feel like shaking off a little past, like some of the negative energy or some of the people or anybody that crossed boundaries, or you're going to definitely be practicing more boundaries. And I hope that helps. Okay. Please let us know and let me know and have a wonderful birthday. And I'll be celebrating this week a little bit too. So, all right. And I'll be thinking about you. I also have another birthday, Carrie. I don't know if you're here, but I want to say happy birthday to you as well. And I know you have a sweet birthday coming also on the 2nd. Excited about that. And Michelle, learning is a huge thing. She asked if I could pull a card, and I did. And the Hermit energy is what I pulled, only because it's fiercely independent also, as you know, and what you're learning from within. And it does you know, we grow in wisdom all the time with it. And I love that energy for you. And I feel that. I also feel like anything you do to learn something new, officially, meaning a classroom environment, coaching, course, whatever it may be, definitely good for you as well. And becoming more kind of shutting off, speaking of New York, New Jersey, shutting off the noise a little bit and really going into meditation more or prayer time or whatever you call it. I feel that as well. And good, better health, focusing on healthcare, lots of wishes. I love that. And you come back and report and let us know how you're doing, okay? And I hope that helps. Lane, where did you go? Lara, I do feel like service is very slow, but they're still conducting rescues, and I do believe that she's going to be okay. I just think they're slow, you know? There's so much that they didn't expect. All right, Lane, where did you go here? Okay, we'd love to know about my residential living situation and whether you see a move after the first of the year. It's interesting because for some reason, I feel like there's compartmentalizing going on. And I don't know why I'm saying this, Lane, but I do believe that taking things in small chunks would be, I don't know if this is how you're doing it, but you're like, you have this situation over here, you have a little situation here, and then moving forward, I mean, I do feel this. And it almost feels like rooms, like say your spirit and your being is a home, like a whole house. It almost feels like you have to segregate to be in a smaller part of the house. But it's sweet, though. It feels sweet to me. Cutting down for size or something, or having your own space to, like, really go into maybe your, I want to say whatever it is you believe, whatever spiritual life or phase, I should say, that you're coming into next, like a brand new cycle awaits you and you have to be in your own space for a minute. That's how it's, I see it. And what I mean by the house and the home and yourself, you may only want to be in one place in the house or your house where you have these other areas, like for, I don't want to say for protection or safety, but I feel like for comfort, you know? And so you create your own safe space. And this is what I see coming. As far as a new living situation, let's just take a peek and say, all right, hold on now. It's almost like you have to, sometimes if we look at our lives and I don't know where this home thing, I guess because you're asking me about your living situation and I could see you say you have say we transform, I'm being a little bit of, it's like, you're going to metamorphose into this whole house, you know, yourself, this being. And so you have all these rooms in the house. And certain parts of your house look great and other parts need to be a little cleaned up. I think this is what the message is. And so, but you have this amazing part that you go into this new area or you upgrade or update this room just for Lane. So it may be smaller, but it's better. And everything else, and you can kind of let the other stuff kind of sit for a minute, you know? But you need this space to be able to do what you need to do in the world or deal with other situations in your life that kind of you can close the door for a minute on, but then you'll have to open them and correct them when you're done. So let's say you're going to move. I feel this. And let's just take a look forward, okay? But this is like your life becoming more whole by, like Michelle just said, I feel a little hermity, the hermit card. This is like this. When we become a hermit, nothing negative comes out of this. We don't want to stay there too long, and we never want to stay in the same thing forever. But being a hermit always elevates us in some way because we quiet ourselves from the outside world or the noise or whatever that may be. And that's basically what I feel you need. So let's take a peek. Sometimes the messages come as a metaphor, and only for you to sort or figure out, you know. It's definitely a little abstract, but I feel like we'll get to a good outcome here. Oh, yeah, you have a new beginning for sure. I think at first you're going to hesitate for some reason. Lane, what I feel this, there's a little bit of a, you're going to do some internal stuff. Like, I want to say like the cleanup. It's almost like here's the house, here's a cleanup crew, we're going to clean out a few things, and then we're going to take a step. At first, this is how I see it. You're going to feel like you're going to move, you want to move, and you start to maybe find the location, do this, do that, or find this other place to go, and then it falls through, and then something really great will follow. Now, I do believe it's going to be after the new year. So I think that part of the message is, even if there's a little disruption in the plan at first, you will overcome and get to the other side. I also see some updates and upgrades in your healthcare. So this is all part of it as well. And I hope that makes sense. Or maybe that's something you're thinking about. And that could be part of the delay that I'm feeling around it. So yes, to the after the new year. I do not believe before, but I also feel some upgrades in self-care, healthcare like this. Also, for some reason, your maternal, your mother energy, your maternal energy is very, very strong. So I don't know if there's some healing going on in this relationship with your mother, like the mother energy. There's something about it. And I really do believe there's a lot of healing going on. I want to take another peek real quick and make sure that it's all making sense. I feel like you understand what I'm saying as the bits and pieces are coming through, but there's definitely a lot going on with you. You know, when we take a, and here's another thing that's coming through, and I know many of you, sometimes when we take a leap for ourselves, or we make a move, or we go to a different location, sometimes we have to leave people that we care about or love or whatever it may be. The bottom line is, there are times when you have to put yourself first. And I really do think it's time for you to do that. And I don't know why I'm saying that. If something is difficult for you to go towards, just know on the other side of it is a really great, great place. And you're going to feel really good being there. So if at first you don't succeed, It'll come. It'll definitely come following, okay? And I hope you heard that, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. Okay, now, Becky, good morning. I see you. You will feel so grounded and so renewed by the third month of next year. This will all start, like, you'll see November, January, like all this. And then you will, by spring, feel so great and so new, you know? So I feel really good energy around it, and lots of creative energy as well. So more creativity coming for you, Lane, okay? All right, let me see who is next here. I know there is Denise. I'm so happy that you're doing well and coming back and feeling better. I love that. Stay on top of yourself, please. And I really believe you're going to be more regimented than you. I just do. I feel like you're really opening up by October. Even as early as October this month, you're going to feel really good. You're getting healthier. The energy looks more positive. Now I'm going to say something else. Here's my prediction. I believe that you are going to meet, unexpectedly, of course. Now, just let's throw what I say out the door as soon as I say it, and let's get on. Just keep focusing on what you're focusing on. I see an air sign, and I feel a significant male air sign who is going to play some kind of role in your future, and a very good one at that. And I don't want to limit it to a romantic connection, but I am laughing because, you know, I'm certainly not omitting. I am not limiting, if this makes sense. And I do believe I feel like this person's like a mentor as well. And so there's somebody really strong and supportive coming into your life. It could even be a new doctor. It could be like mentor energy. I can't rule out teacher because of your profession, of course, but I'm definitely thinking that you're really, this person's like significant. I really hope. I hope that helps. Come back and share and tell me, okay? I'm trying to get my mind off of Libra men, but for you, but I'm not. So I keep getting tugged there by my ear. You know, it's pulling me over. I won't rule out February or June for Aquarius or Gemini. Okay, please come back and let us know. All right. Lane, thank you so much. I hope that helps. I know that was a lot of messages. Sometimes scrambling, I think yourself too, but I feel like you have a grip on what I said. Thank you for that, and I'm happy. I'll be excited for your new year, I promise. Okay, DD, where are you? Thank you for that. Who was that? Jane, did you tell me? I said DD, thank you. You have to be my memory. Thank you. She also met Chris Christopherson, and he's definitely got some magical fairy dust essence. He has essence, right? I mean, it was all because of a dream that I had, honestly, that happened a couple weeks later. And it was pretty profound experience, but thank you for that. Definitely lets you know that you're on the right spiritual journey moving forward, you know, in those moments. And sometimes we have to take a break from our journeys and go into real life and do real things. And other moments we get to experience that joy. All right. You could tell I'm finally taking a breath with you guys. I was a little nervous to be here this morning. Virgo moon. Now, where are you, Dee Dee? What did you ask me? All right, I have to go refresh to find her, guys. Sorry about that. Take a little psychic moment here. All right, let's see. It's way too calm in this moment, guys. All right, let's see. Where did you go, Miss Dee Dee? I can't even, if I could, okay. I had my interview on September 6th, and now I'm waiting to see where I am placed on the list. I believe 100 people interviewed for the sergeant's, oh, right. You're on that list. I will tell you this. I know you're in the top 10 percentile right off the top of my head. Now let's take a peek. All right. I am positive of that. I really want to say below that, but I'm going to be, I'm cutting off the 90% right now. And know you're in the top 10. And I really want to say top 9, but I don't know what the process is from here. So let me just take a peek at you. Becky, it's so nice that you've joined. So happy you're here. For some reason, I feel like, oh, there's a good one. They're showing me a lot of nines too. I feel like you get so close to it. Well, I don't know why, but I feel a light-haired person, and I'm not even going to say man or woman. I feel like it's female, but I'm not positive. I don't know if you have, like, there's like an antagonistic character, one. I feel this strongly. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but I believe somebody's not being honest. And I don't know if this has happened there before. I'm assuming it has. It happens a lot all over, unfortunately. But I do feel like somebody doesn't have somebody else's back. But at the same time, there's a mistruth that's going to occur, and you're going to find out about it. Now, you are definitely in the top percentile, like we said. And I do feel wishes coming true, ultimately, but I also see there is a one person that I don't care for in the space, and I don't know who this is, but you may know who I'm talking about. And so we have to kind of overcome this. It's not a straight answer. So we have to kind of get around one piece of this. There's like something that's like a block that's going to, you have to get around the other side of it. And that's really how I feel. And difficult this one thing is, you can get to the other side. But the 90%, that I'm getting, like, putting you in the top 10 percentile is very accurate, if not much higher than that. So you're on top there, but I feel like there's one person that I'm not sure I trust too much. And you could chime in if you want to say something Dee Dee, if you want to say something, I don't know if you know, like, you're experienced. I know you are like, to me, you are really, really the top of the top. And I know that. And I feel like somebody's a little jealous. So if you get it, which I'm leaning into it. If you get it, just know there's one person in the environment that needs to be ejected. So I don't know what I think you know what I'm saying. Okay? And please come back and let us know, because it's not really a linear answer. I think we got a bump to get through first. And come and tell me if you can, write me here. And we could just go a little step further if you do. Okay? All right. Let me see who's next now. Thank you for that, Lane. That feedback is very appreciated. I want to say something I'm missing. Oh, Lara's little puppy. Real quick. The only thing I want to know is if they've considered probiotics or enzymes for her. And I also feel like she has a little bit of an allergy. So if they've done that, that's another thing. If you've tried any of that. I'm so sorry she's sick. I feel like there's something that could help her, and that's what I'm getting. But of course, I'm not a veterinarian. I cannot give little puppy medical advice. But I definitely feel this. There's something that can help her tummy, okay? Can you ask? Or if you're doing it already, let me know. But I feel like that's part of the answer. And reducing allergies, because I think it's a combination of why she's so reactive, and I hope that helps. All right, and you come back and let us know. All right, let me see who is next. Our time is getting close, and I'm so grateful that you're all here. I cannot believe we're in the last quarter of the year, which is crazy. This year is flying. I don't know about you, but let me just make sure. Becky, I want to say something here. Chris, I didn't want to. She just said she loved the movie Millennium with Cheryl Ladd and Kris Kristofferson about the time and the people being harvested. I don't remember that movie. I don't know if I've seen it or not. And I think I would remember that if I did. But if it was a little off, I'm super careful about what I take on. But I love The Star Is Born too. All right, hold on now. Let me see. Okay. The one person. Okay, Dee Dee said, the one person in a three-person panel who interviewed me, a male with blonde hair. He, I believe, is the one who will determine where I place on the list. Okay, let's see. I'm not a no. That makes sense. Maybe they were difficult or something. But I keep pulling the hermit energy. Today, that damn hermit card will not leave us. It is a Virgo moon. It is very significant pull. I don't. Every single one of you had the same. And I'm shuffling many times over. So it just wants to show itself today for the moon, I guess. We're getting prepared for that eclipse. I know it's going to be a big one for many. I know it's also going to help you guys straighten out certain relationships and bring some more balance into your world, okay? So that'll be good. Let's try to get another card other than that hermit. And Dee Dee, we'll talk again shortly, okay? I'm sure you're going to get some news. All right, hold on now. All right. So guys, I did pull a card, the Six of Pentacles, I'm thinking about the spirit of generosity, and especially now with the world so upside down all over. Don't forget, it always makes you feel better when you're giving to someone else. And it doesn't have to be money. It could be time. It could be old clothes. It could be clearing out your closets. It's a good time to do that for the season. And just all the way around, keep yourselves open. And also be open to receive. If you feel like you're overcompensating or overgiving, it's all about that Libra moon coming up ahead and this eclipse, you know, keep it centered. It's a good card. The scales have to be balanced in your lives at all times, but don't be afraid to give. And also, that goes with your heart too, okay? Open your hearts, you never know. And that's it. That's my message for the week. Happy eclipse to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you guys. Jay, thank you for being our producer. Everyone, please stay tuned for Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. Do enjoy. And speaking of an open heart, I'll see you guys next week. And take care, everyone. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.